moving on to item five, Madam Clerk, if you would call that, please.
Item number five, from the Acting Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, providing a written report on the status of negotiations with Barrett Visionary Development. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Ms. Esch?
To date, we are still in the process of working on the public trust doctrine issue and the lawsuit. So that has prevented things from moving too much forward as far as negotiations. I have met with Mr. Barrett in between that time to talk about next steps. But on Friday, we have a meeting with our outside attorneys, and I'm hoping that is the last meeting before the complaint is filed. So, because then what we would do is once that complaint is filed is we would hold a public hearing per our outside attorney's advice. And then once that public hearing were done, then assuming that everything went according to plan, then we would have the title company, Chicago Title, feel comfortable to actually issue title to the property. Mr. Bear can then go forward with continuing his financing options. So that's where we are at this point.
So they're looking at a public hearing as opposed to just going ahead and filing, is that?
No, we would do both. The public hearing was something that Mr. Bush Nielsen recommended based on his discussions with Chicago Title, having worked at Chicago Title. He's been very, very good at dotting all the I's, crossing all the T's as we move forward, so that when it's all done, it's done. And this is one of the pieces.
For the record, we've held several public hearings on this. I mean, is it the vision of this committee holding another?
I'm sorry. We were looking to have something larger, actually, at the downtown transit center. It's maybe something in the evening where for Chicago Title's purposes, that we have covered our bases.
And for the record, are you asking the committee to do that?
No. No, Madam Chair. We will do that as staff to have that. The department.
So the department is going to do a public hearing for public input on the public trust issue. It's an interesting concept. You have the representatives of the public duly elected sitting at this committee.
We can talk about it further. I guess that was my understanding of where we'd be going based on our discussion with our outside attorneys, but
and I think we need to flesh this out a bit.
Okay.
I mean, I understand Chicago Title or whoever the title company is, their concern about making sure this has been vetted before the public and receiving objections.
Mm-hmm.
But hello, we are not potted plants. We are the representatives of the public. I can't express that enough. You don't work around the public by not doing things before this committee. So I hope that's not the intent.
No, not at all.
Anyone else? Supervisor Weishin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Who exactly is our negotiating team?
Right.
And I guess who is giving them direction in this, in their interaction with Barry?
Okay, if I understand correctly, when you talk about they and their interaction with Barry, talking about
who
the
is
attorney?
Our team, who is our, who's been tasked with negotiating with the Barry group, and if there is then a question, who are they conferring with to get that direction? Question answered.
I've been the one that's been meeting with Mr. Barrett myself at this point. Mm-hmm.
And the questions that have come up, you are going to who to seek guidance on answering those questions?
It depends on if they're related to the Federal Transit Administration and those issues. I've been talking to Mr. Dranzik. If it has anything financing issues, I've been talking to Mr. Kamholz. And then anything legal related, obviously, it's Mr. Grady or Ms. Walker.
That's another thing, Madam Chair. I think we should, in the light of certain things, kind of revisit, the parameters of negotiations. And since everybody seems to, we're supposed to, how do I put this? The exec is demanding now that we flesh out everything from square one, and that then we be completely hands-off on any negotiations until we get a final up or down approval. So I think it's imperative that from the first steps that we set out what are our parameters for negotiations, what's permissible and what is unacceptable.
Right. We have the Transit Center resolution, which has the elements and conditions. I actually do make contact with Mr. Bushnell Nielsen. I did call him this week to find out where we are on the public trust issue. And my understanding is he has drafted the complaint. We are criticized if we micromanage, and yet I can criticize the administration. If they're going to hold public hearings, that is the job of this committee. And we need to communicate on that. So I will pursue that. But we have a very detailed Transit Center resolution, and that lays out the parameters. One of the things that Ms. Esch is required to do as long as she's in that position is to give us a written report. Now, you can see the written report is almost without any information. Basically, it says no negotiations with Barrett Visionary Development have occurred since the last economic development meeting due to pending legal issues. I believe that's a correct report. We really are at an impasse, as I understand it, until we get the public trust issue finished. This information about a public hearing, though, I understand the title company wanting to dot I's and cross T's, but when you talk about public hearings, that is the legislative branch. That's not the executive branch, and we are going to continue to have that input when it comes to public hearings. So I think we can work together on this. We've been without an economic development director. That's going to be rectified. I think as long as we're communicating that we do the policy issue pieces from this committee and that the negotiations themselves take place on their end and they give us the ongoing reports. And I think it would be a good idea, Ms. Esch, if the next monthly meeting, you actually take those elements that are spelled out in the Transit Center resolution and just kind of check off where we are in each of them. We're really stuck right now on the public trust issue, and that is laid out in that resolution. That's the plan. That's where we are. That's how we proceed. I think we have hiccups along the way, but hopefully we're all headed in the same place. Supervisor Weish and then Supervisor Taylor.
Just to finish up, no, I think you echo my concerns.
Right.
That
I hear
you. I want to make sure that we stay within the parameters, that I don't want the executive's team negotiating or making promises that are not acceptable to this board. They have to stay within the guidelines of which the direction they've been given, because that has not been the track record in the past.
And I truly do go back to the resolution. We have a well spelled out resolution, and that is how we are going to proceed, and they are going to stay within those guidelines. So, Supervisor Taylor.
I agree that we have a resolution. Title company wants input from the public. Yes, we could have a public hearing, but the county executive could have a listening session, and that's getting public input that doesn't have to go through this body. So, I mean, I don't want to, we have to cover our you-know-what, and they want to have some input from the public. If a decision is made as to how to do it, I don't care which way it is, and we can, yes, a public hearing should go through this body, but the county executive has a right to it. Everybody wants and has a listening session, so if you want to frame in that way, I don't care. It doesn't have to come before me personally, as long as the goal is to get one last kick at the can to the general public so we are covering our know what.
A listening session is, he certainly can have a listening session anywhere he wants.
You could do it that way to cover what they maybe want. So, just a suggestion.
Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Supervisor Taylor, if we're going to start nitpicking like that, if it's probably a public hearing, let's make it a public hearing. Let's be above board. Let's be transparent about it.
That's legitimate, though, if they could do it that way.
Okay, so then once we get this new ruling, we can still do our saying, I don't want no complaints out of nobody. Mm-hmm. Because it should be, everything right now should be working as third floor, second floor, but we work as a team. Everybody wants this project to go. Mm-hmm. So I don't see no qualms, no problems with that. I'm the only one who did not vote for going to court. I want the project to proceed. Let's move on. But right now, if we put a vow, we need to know about it. When you have that vote come back up front, and somebody says they was at a public hearing, and some issues came out that we don't know nothing about, and when we come to vote for it, didn't come out, then you're going to say, oh, it was a listening session, not a public hearing.
I think good communication is the key to all of this. If we communicate and we have trust with each other, you won't have these problems. And we can figure out a way to work this forward. So I look forward to our new economic development director. I think we're going in the right direction with that. And I know Ms. Esch has been a can-do person. So that's the spirit I've seen this moving forward.
Well, there are
anything
people
else?
That don't show up to our public hearing if it's just this body. So there's a lot of people that aren't going to be present.
Well, it's one thing to do public hearings, and it's another thing to get people to be interested in public hearings. I represent 55,000 people, and we're having major meetings on restructuring county government. 200 is probably a nice turnout for a meeting, but, you know, in all due respect, it's...
Come on.
All right, we're done anyway.
Yeah.
Anything else on this?
No.
Supervisors in the room, we thank Supervisor Broderick and Supervisor Haas. Do either of you have questions? All right, thank you for being here. Otherwise, I think we're done.
Okie dokie.
Got done.
Oh, yeah.